Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and I am broadcasting today from Cleveland, Ohio, and my station here, News Talk, 1420 AM WHK. I have been the wonderful guest of station manager Mark Jaycox and the general manager Joseph Sweeney, who I wish a healthy recovery from a very annoying and painful toothache, evidently. We are in Cleveland, and my son is at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame having the time of his life. We have driven cross-country. It's been an amazing trip. I will talk about it a little bit in this segment. It's been good and bad, as you can imagine most cross-country road trips would be. But today's topic is based on this week's Dad's Point of View column, which is called I'm Too Old for Outside Lands and 65,000 Kids at a Music Festival. I will explain that in a moment. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to bruceallen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there, and you'll have a drop-down menu that gives you all sorts of wonderfully cool options. Today, it is just me, and it is just Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. We've got Pastor Drew for at least two segments, and maybe I'll convince him to stay more, or maybe I won't. Who knows? You can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, and stay in the loop and sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at bruceallen.com at the homepage. You will receive nothing more than a weekly newsletter with some cool info and links. Tonight, for those listening live on Dad Chat, we will be talking about family vacations and road trips. Dad Chat, of course, is every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, and given that I am in Ohio, that's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. I will be doing it from wherever we end up sleeping tonight. Don't know what hotel we will be at yet. I'm leaving the radio station after completing it to go join my son at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm eager to see the Elvis exhibit along with the U2 3D concert video, but I'm not sure we'll have time to do all of it. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Still Golfs. And it is becoming a little bit of a tradition to do golfing stories in Because I Said So. So I hope you enjoy it. And for those of you that golf, I'm sure you will. As it turns out, both Dad and me have taken up golf recently. So it is definitely something that's on my mind and clearly on Dad's mind, although Dad has a whole lot of different attitude about it than this particular dad, who is struggling with it, but doing it because my wife really wants me to. I think it's time for another Dad's Point of View life lesson. Richard, are you ready to go with that?
You got to action to wait the positive
ease. I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Your kids aren't you, regardless of sharing your DNA or raising them if they happen to be adopted. I learned a valuable lesson about parenting before I had children. It was when I was a big brother to a little girl, and we quickly found out we shared nothing in common. I learned to bond with her in spite of our differences, and found that experience to be the best preparation for parenting my own two boys. Ironically, they also turned out not to fully share my interest. Too many parents think that just because their children share their DNA, which of course is not the case in adoption, that their children should share their same interests. This establishes a pattern of hurt and disappointment for both child and parent. Don't do this! Support what your child is interested in rather than push him or her to do what you want them to do. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at bruceallen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Wow. You know, we rotate these life lessons. We've recorded 52 of them. And we rotate them arbitrarily, just in order. And we've gone through one round, and we're now at the beginning of round two, meaning we've played 52 of them. And I would guess we're at the fifth, sixth, or seventh of round two. So I don't know which one is coming up until it is broadcast, because Richard just does them in order. And this time, yet again, because it seems to play this way so often, it seems that the lesson I am talking about in these pre-recorded segments are lessons that relate to something going on in my life right now. And I am on my way to take my son to the Berklee College of Music in Boston. We are doing this cross-country trip. And the lesson I learned early on, but it was hard at first, was that my son was not a jock. I'm a jock, and I really wanted him to be an athlete and share my interests. But even though he does, in his case, have my DNA, he does not have my interests. And driving cross-country with him, I've learned even more so because he plays all the music he likes, and I play all the music I like. And I've also learned a very unrelated but ironic thing, which is I talked last week, and I've written about the whole empty nest syndrome and how hard it was going to be for me to have my firstborn son go off to college. Well, I have a suggestion. When you're struggling with empty nest syndrome issues, just go on a long road trip with the kid. By the time it's over, you will be over any empty nest issues, because at this point, I can't wait to arrive in Boston. I can't wait to get back on that plane going home without him. I love him dearly, but this has been a hard trip. Yet again, I'm reminded how teenage brains, particularly those of a boy, are not fully developed. And in his case, the world revolves around him, and the pain and difficulty and challenges of this road trip have fallen largely on me. Now, my wife would accuse me of spoiling him. My wife would accuse me of allowing this to happen, and my wife, as usual, would be right. But that's where it is right now, and maybe I'll do a little better job over the next 3 years with his younger brother. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is also sort of inspired, it's completely inspired by our trip. It's called Loading Up the Flex, and I do a very, what I think, fun little video showing all the stuff that we have taken with us on the road and loading it up in the Ford Flex that Ford has generously loaned me for this trip. So go to brucesalin.com, go to the I'm Not That Dad vlog section, and you are welcome to see that and any of the 30-plus vlogs that I have so far produced and edited and posted. Future ones will be from concerts, Dream Theater, Tenacious D, Willie Nelson, the musical Million Dollar Quartet, and probably a lot more. I will certainly have one from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I hope that I will be there today, but I understand we're not allowed to take a whole lot of video except in certain areas, so we'll see. Sponsor slots are open if you would like to be a sponsor for the Bruce Salin Show. Just write me at bruce@brucesalin.com. So today's topic is about attending a music festival with 65,000 kids when you're an altacocker. Altacocker is the expression. Middle-aged old guy like me. And I just did this a few weeks ago with my two boys. I actually had a great time. But it was culture shock, because seeing the way they dress, the way they look, the incredible, profluence? What's the word for a lot of them? The incredible amount of tattoos and piercings and really ugly hairstyles, from my point of view, was really interesting. The music varied from just unlistenable to incredibly wonderful. I discovered a great band I hadn't heard of called Of Monsters and Men. They're from Sweden, and I got the privilege of seeing Tom Morello, who used to be the lead guitarist of Rage Against the Machine, lead a sing-along and designate me as the designated videographer, because I was up close, and he said, "Everybody else, turn off your stuff. Let's be in the moment." And it has gotten a lot of hits on YouTube. You can find it on my website or at the Dad's Point of View YouTube channel. I was really jazzed by that particular event. There were a lot of other things I really felt out of place with, but it was interesting. So I'm not sure that at a certain age you're working too hard to be cool by going to those things. So I'm really, if this were a regular talk show, I would love to hear from you. So feel free, by the way, you can tweet me at Bruce Salin or write me at bruce@brucesalin.com, or best of all, read the column at brucesalin.com and tell me, do you think it's not a good idea at a certain age to still want to go to these things? I had a good time. I was tired. But I don't know. Well, we'll be back with two segments with Pastor Drew. I'll ask him his opinion, because he's definitely a younger generation than me. So do stay tuned, as it is time for a break. We'll be right back.